Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Hey, let's wake it up. Feeling good or what?
Feeling great. In fact,
yeah?
I saved my first sip. My first sip of coffee.
Look at that.
For Fox Sports Radio. For everybody hanging with us right now.
Look at you. Look
good
at you.
Morning. We're here. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live. From the Mercedes-Benz studio.
Ready to go? You're all like unsituated, huh?
I'm wiping down the studio.
You had your headphones tied
Do
around your neck.
Do not know how to just move forward while I'm enjoying my first sip and fixing my headphones. Good morning, everybody.
But if people only saw you,
no,
you had your headphones wrapped around your head.
Nobody sees but you.
Clorox wipes in one arm, a coffee in the other.
Well, I'm wiping down the studio. There's a fun fact. You're into stats, right?
Yeah.
It's Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
We all love stats. We all sit on the bowl and look up Pete Incaviglia's stats every once in a while.
Oh, wow. Great year he had for the Rangers.
Matt Noakes, huh? What did he bet?
Do we all do?
I do. You should. Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Every once in a while, a random player. Right. I saw a meme the other day that said, a random player comes to mind, and you could just go back and forth with your buddy all the time. That's how people love to talk about sports.
That's how guys interact.
Yeah, guys interact. They have fun doing that.
Covino will hit me up once in a while and be like, yo, lifetime batting average for Willie Randolph. What do you think? And I'm like, oh, that's a damn good question.
I'm going to say 283. All right,
I'm going to say, because later in the career, 277.
Ken Phelps, how many career home runs? Every once in a while, you just think of a random guy, a baseball card you had, and you think of their stats, and you just go back and forth with your buds. That's how guys have fun. That's how we have fun. And that's the whole point of what we do here, filling in for Dan Patrick, to have fun. But back to the stats. There's a stat in a study that says a radio studio might be the most germ-infested workplace of all workplaces.
276, by the way. What did I say?
I said 283. I know he was a solid 280 hitter, Willie Randolph. I don't know what you said. I said 283. But anyway, my point is, Rich is like, what are you doing getting all situated? Wiping everything down. I know we're moving forward. I know we're past the pandemic. At least we'd like to think so, right?
Yeah.
But when you enter a radio studio, you got to realize people are passionately spitting on a microphone for hours at a time. Multiple people. So there's just spit remnants and germs all over the place. If you really want to know why it takes a second to get situated, you don't just sit down in today's world. You don't just sit down and throw on a pair of headphones like you're careless.
Careless.
Rich is the type of guy who never wore protection in the early 2000s.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy he is. Careless.
The top two places to never bring a blacklight: a bedroom and a radio studio.
No, I'm serious.
It's a fact.
Like I said,
you're two places.
The top two.
That I pride myself in.
Dude, read the studies.
Read.
Yeah, for a guy that takes pride. Read the stats. A radio studio, infamous more than famous,
yeah,
known for being just dirty and germ infested, and people get sick because they share microphones. We share microphones like 80s rock stars. So anyway.
What about German Fest?
We're Covino, not German Fest.
Guten Morgen. Welcome to German Fest.
Germ infested. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Very happy to be here. Had a fun show yesterday. We're in for Dan Patrick now. We're in for Dan Patrick tomorrow. But we're always on Fox Sports Sunday. Plus, we do our own thing. So it's always an honor to hang out with you guys. But back to random stats. Got any more to throw at me? Because that's what guys do. Guys could do that and have fun for hours at a time. Just name. I could just say, Dick Butkus.
Oh.
and pull a Beavis and Butthead sort of moment. And you just come back and give me another random name from the past.
Willie Randolph, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know why he gets our attention.
Well, we're East Coast guys from New York. Growing up, that's a name that stood out. Not only as a Yankees fan, but a Mets manager, Mets player. You know, Willie Randolph, one of those guys who in today's world would have been a Hall of Famer based on how stats are viewed today.
Willie Randolph was so consistently batting 270 or 280,
yeah,
that in his long-ass career, 18 years, almost 20 years for Willie Randolph.
Solid second baseman.
Only batted over 300 one time for the Yankees. Every other year, 270, 280, 270, 280. Like, that was where Willie sat. Then he had one sick year late in his career where he batted 327 and then retired. He's like, I'm done.
Got a name for you. In my opinion, you know, quality player, but I think of him as one of the most well-groomed guys of the late 1900s. Rick Aguilera.
Guy had a precision beard.
Dude had stubble, man. So guys could just go back and forth with random names all day long. And you know, if you're from Minnesota, you're thinking, random? Love Rick Aguilera. You know, but you got to realize, again, we're East Coast guys from New York, New Jersey, out here in Los Angeles. You just think of those random baseball cards you had.
Of course. You know? I think that's how everyone grew up, right? We always talk about how life for me was about playing sports, baseball cards, and like old school WWF wrestling until I discovered women.
Well, guess what? Way back on a Wednesday.
That's pretty much it.
And we're going to touch on all of that today again.
Sweet.
Here to have fun. And I'm with you, Rich. Let's go. We're live from this German-fested studio.
Guten Morgen.
Yeah. Guten Morgen.
What's up, Spot? Joel, who I love on the boards today. What's up, Joel?
Yo, Joel, what's up?
Joel loves you.
You know what?
And you love Joel.
I was certain it was Joel, but he came in like a Mexican bandito. I thought he was holding up the place. He had a bandana on his face.
he had the mask on, but with
you
the...
You know why?
German fested.
No, it was the lawnmower. I couldn't get that bad boy started.
Then I saw the Lions hat, and I'm like, oh, it's Joel.
Oh, it's Joel.
It's Joel. Danny G in the house. What's up, Danny G?
Good morning.
And Monsi on the updates in a little bit. I want to start out, before we get into what we're going to be calling wasted performances that will drive you insane. I have to tell you, this morning I'm driving here and I'm like, you know what? What am I thinking about? Because what I'm thinking about is probably what a lot of other people are thinking about. My first thought was, I could really go for a nice big ass coffee right now. And then you get to Starbucks or Pete's or Coffee Bean or Dunkin' Donuts, wherever the hell you're going. And there's a long line because you know why? A lot of people, they like a little cup of coffee in the morning. It made me realize, for the people that don't drink coffee, I feel like something's wrong with them. Like, I don't trust them or something.
Little off. I mean, who doesn't drink coffee? I hope we just went off on a good foot with Joel. I hope Joel drinks coffee. I hope we're not insulting anybody here.
I think I saw Joel making a cup of coffee as soon as he walked in.
All right.
My point is...
Well, someone's driving around like, who is this? Who is this nerd talking about weirdos don't drink coffee?
You offended a lot of people. Right?
You might be offending a lot of people on their way to work right now.
Well,
I don't know.
My thought is, I'm not saying, hey, if you don't drink alcohol, I think you're a weirdo. Because people have their reasons. Some people are recovering. Some people just never was their thing. Right. That's not my point. My point is coffee. If you wake up every morning as a grown man with kids and a job and life and all this stuff, and you could really get by without having a nice little cup in the morning, I think maybe you're just better than me. Well, you
have
think
to be honest, you know, for people new to Covino, Rich, Spotty, the whole Fox Sports Radio team, we disagree a lot. And that's just naturally. We're all friends.
That's the nature of our friendship.
It's the nature of our friendship and just is what it is. We're different people. But when we agree, it's fact. And I agree with Rich. There's certain things that people say or do, and you could have a good sort of feeling about them. If a grown adult at this stage of the game, this stage, right? If you're in your early 20s, maybe you're not there yet. Yeah. You're just riding high on life. But at this stage of the game, you're not having a coffee to start your day. I think you're a little off. You're a little odd. Odd is the word.
Okay.
You're a little odd. You're peculiar. You know, it's like the guy who puts his milk in before his cereal. Like, okay.
Yeah, what are you, a psychopath?
That's a little weird. I'm not really judging, but I can't help but notice that that's odd. So there's a few things like that. You know, I do think, and you could say, of course, you're on Fox Sports Radio. And I think most of the people listening right now are going to agree with me. But I think if you have no interest in sports at all, I think you're a little odd. I really do. Because I'm like, I understand that there's other interests. But it says to me that you're so different from me. You have no interest, none.
You ever go on a double date and your girl brings a friend and her dude is like, yeah, I don't watch sports. And you're like, that's cool, but like at all?
Yeah.
At all.
Dude, when I tell you, look, what? I say that kindly. My dad really doesn't have much interest in sports. But he coached my teams. He supported me. He always was at my games, but he doesn't live the, hey, who's playing tonight life that we all or most of us live.
Yeah.
You know, he had 5 kids. I think his life was consumed with work, not like, let me kick back, put my feet up,
but then,
and watch the Yanks.
That's not true because it started
really
earlier than
that.
He was an adult. It's not
my dad had me at 20. I don't think he had that mindset.
But as a teenager?
And even as an adult. As a teenager, yeah. He was like fishing, doing other things.
Yeah, so he's not a sports guy.
He's not a sports guy, right?
I don't trust
him. So, yeah, there's something to me like, well, what is he thinking about all day then? Because what distracts me is like, yeah, how many home runs did Ken Phelps hit in 1985?
Yeah, the little distractions.
The little distractions
I'll give you
that
one.
Keep me going. Like when you said you woke up today and you started thinking about your coffee, I wake up today and I'm like, oh, the Yankees lost to the Pirates yesterday?
That's how you wake up?
No, I do. I think of two things. Is everybody alive? I look at my phone. Everybody's live? Okay,
all right, cool. No weird 4 a.m. text messages?
Right. No, I really do. I think, who bothered me yesterday again? Who do I have to be mad at today? I have to like recap my previous day a little bit. All right, who bothered
Yankees.
Me? Yeah. And I say to myself, what do I have to look forward to today?
One of the first things I think about when I wake up is who's pitching today?
Do you wake up in a cold sweat?
Yankees!
And then I think, yeah, I got to get a coffee. Man.
Nasty Nestor!
I think about, are the Yankees on today? Oh, yeah, I have something to look forward to at least. Because life is a drag sometimes, to quote my dad.
Hey, life's a drag.
Yeah, and
this doesn't excite you?
So, no, I'm not like a crazy sports-obsessed guy, right? So I know I love my sports for entertainment, and I sort of need that outlet to relax and watch something. It's like comfort food. It's like my pizza. I put it on. I don't even have to be invested. It's on in the background. It makes me feel good. So if someone says to me, Rich, yeah, I don't like sports. That's like saying, yeah, I don't drink coffee. Back to your original point.
You know what I don't trust?
What's that spot?
People who don't own a TV.
Yo!
Good one.
It was the one
good
I had.
Good answer.
It was in my notes, Spotty, because when you meet someone that says, I don't have a TV.
What do you do?
Survey says number 3 answer on the board.
No, that might be the number 1 answer on the board.
What do you do all day?
It depends. It's generational. I'll tell you why. Weenials of today, like the weenies, they don't necessarily live the TV life that we live.
Yeah, but that's because they watch on their MacBook and their phone. Spot's talking about the person that I went on a date with a girl once.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, like if you're a younger person, you live in a small apartment, like a studio, and you're watching everything on a computer, that's okay. I'll let it slide. But if you're in a home or a bigger space where you can fit a television.
Can I take it one step further, Spot? F that guy. I think you're like so on a different page to me. You're not watching sports. You're not watching Stranger Things. You're not
you're not watching anything.
You're not watching anything.
Yeah, you're watching The Wall.
Yeah. So it's like, what? I'll give Rich an example. Rich, you've said this before. To quote Rich, he thinks, Rich is such a weirdo. Rich, Covino and Rich.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Rich is such a weirdo. He thinks if you use a different kind of phone, your brain is operating on an Android operating system. Like, you just think Android, you think different.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, he said that before.
When I see green text pop up, I'm like, oh, you are operating it. You're thinking differently than me.
Right. So along those lines, if you don't have a TV, I assume your brain is just functioning in a different way that I find odd.
I went on a date with a girl once back in my single days. And she pulled what Spot just said. She's like, I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure we could hang beyond tonight in my mind. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, what are we going to talk about? What do you read? That's delightful, I'm sure, but no TV, huh?
And we'll open up the phones, too. Things
that make you not trust someone.
That make you say, I don't trust you. You don't drink coffee, you say. You know, are there other examples? We could agree or disagree. You could share on social media at Covino and Rich, but it's 877-99 on Fox.
Okay.
And, you know, Spotty, chime in. Danny G, chime in. Monsi, feel free. I hope Monsi's like, yeah, I don't have a TV and I hate coffee.
Oh, like, I hope so.
I want Monsi to chime in. I want to hear from Joel. So we'll get to your feedback.
Okay. The weird things that make you not trust someone. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, when Callaway engineered ChromeSoft to be the best tour ball, it didn't just make the best players better. It made everyone better. Men, women, first time, major winners, repeat major winners, club champions, business golfers. The ChromeSoft family has the best tour performance.
I was a club champion like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
You were? Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't pump your gas, you pump your fist.
I'm from Jersey, man. I know. I was a club champion.
Starting with the regular ChromeSoft, which is designed for the widest range of golfers who want better feel, more distance, and incredible forgiveness, but for better players looking for more workability, ChromeSoft X provides excellent spin consistency and tour-level short game control. Finally, the ChromeSoft XLS gives you a lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, but still with high spins around the greens. And now every ChromeSoft is enhanced with precision technology, which uses design techniques and manufacturing specifications up to the 1,000th of an inch.
Wow.
That ensures the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. When you add it up, it's pretty simple. ChromeSoft is better for the best. And better for everyone. Find out which ChromeSoft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, Rich Davis, in for Dan Patrick. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary, is one test away. Learn more at mbusa.com.
Nice.
Nice.
Coming on, Rich. Joel playing Kylie Minogue in the background. What song did she sing in the late 80s that you don't even realize is her?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Don't ask me. Ask the collective you.
I asked the collective you. Why, do you know?
Is it Locomotion?
It is the Locomotion. She did the Locomotion in the 80s. Yeah. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. A lot of people hitting us up with not only wasted performances in the world of sports, but we got more great feedback on the types of people you don't trust.
Yeah.
And I think those are great. People who drink hot chocolate in the summer.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I'll trust that person.
I drink hot coffee in like 100 degree weather.
Yeah, this morning I asked the crew, and by the way, Joel, if you're here tomorrow, coffee for you too, but I got coffee for everyone, and Spot's the one guy that got a hot coffee.
It's always got to be hot.
Oh, okay.
Coffee's meant to be hot.
Even if it's 100 degrees out.
Even if it's 100 degrees
out. That's weird. That is weird.
Hugh hit us up with, I can't trust or stand people that take multiple pictures of their food before they eat it at a restaurant. Like, they don't dig right in. Like, they're focused more on the photo.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we see a lot of that.
That's true. Let's see. Biggest wasted performance was the cast on the Game of Thrones finale. People still say they didn't love the finale of that, huh?
Last season was kind of weak.
Yeah, but you know what? Then write your own. That's how I feel about it. I know it's known for not being that great, but that's their creative liberties. It's their story.
Max hit us up with a good, I don't trust. He goes, I don't trust Tom Brady deniers. People that still are like, yeah, he's not great.
Me too.
Are you a Tom Brady denier, Joel?
I love Tom Brady. Okay. University of Michigan, baby.
Yeah, all right. I respect him and love Tom Brady too. He's not on my team.
He won me over. I mean, how could you not just appreciate the greatness? But, like, for you to, like you said, Rich, to double down on, like, he's not that great or whatever, like, you have this weird stance. It's like, dude, get over yourself. Yeah. He's Tom Brady.
The far and few between that are still like, yeah, he's like a system guy. It's like, that many times? Multiple teams? When he went to Tampa, I feel like there's a lot of people when he won year one in Tampa. There had to be people that are like, all right, I'm wrong, but I have to double down and can't admit it.
And we talked about Max Scherzer's performance, a wasted performance. Would you rather perform well and lose like he did or perform bad and win? Does it depend on the game? And personal accolades, because he had a great game, do they matter? I think they do. You know, you're a competitive guy. You took it to that level. I think a lot of players
lie about it because they have to play the humble card. But, you know, even Steph, when he won, he's won everything. But he never won that finals MVP. When he won it, it mattered. You know, people like to pretend. Now, before we talk about, because I have this Jim Edmonds theory.
It's going to blow down the sports world.
Everybody's on the edge of their seat like, oh, what could it be?
What is Kavino's Jim Edmonds
theory? I'm going way back on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Before we get into that, I am shocked. I don't know how I missed this, but Danny G has a very special type of car, huh?
Yeah, a clown car.
A Mr. Bean car.
Yeah. I saw Danny G pulling in this morning, and before I realized it was him, like, who's this hotshot showing up at Fox Sports at like 5 in the morning?
Some guy named Sergio. That's who you thought.
I'm like, it's got to be a guy coming straight from the club or something.
Right.
Danny G, tell everyone what type of car you have.
It is a 1997 Mitsubishi Eclipse.
It's not a 97 Eclipse. So that is probably something I think one of my ex-girlfriends drove.
It's a 370Z.
Yeah.
Now,
it's funny you say coming from the club. I bought that car with club money.
See?
I bet. Your license plate says Sonic Boom on it. He's the guy, like you hear the car rattling because the system's going so loud. You know? And it's not just any 370Z. It looks like he's driving like a bumblebee, like the Transformer Bumblebee. It's like this bright yellow sports car. And I don't know how I missed it. I still haven't seen it. I'm like, wait a second. He drives what? And Rich is telling me.
He pulled in right behind me. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Bright yellow sucks. It's a muted gold. It's a Lakers alternate jersey with the black.
From the picture, I still haven't seen it. You know, I saw the picture.
It's got a Lakers sports car.
That's, you know, that's dedication, though. That really is. That's dedication. And by the way, you have to be able to pull that off. Danny G, just listen to his voice. He's got the swag to pull that off. Like to pull off a bright yellow sports car. Like
just a reminder. This is just a reminder.
I'm like tiptoeing around. Can I pull off red? I don't know.
You just
this
guy's
just rocking
a
gold car.
That you need to have the huevos of one Danny G.
You have to be able to talk like this.
You can't be some weenie driving around some, you know, elaborate sports car.
You gotta own that.
Just a reminder, something like a vehicle really does say a lot about you. And Danny G, you pull it off. Your Lakers 370Z. I don't know if a lot of people could pull that off, though.
No, that's a super dope car. Like I said, I don't even think I could buy a red sports car. I don't think I can. I've wanted to. I like them. I could be that guy.
Do you feel like as time's gone on, we've become way more boring with our car colors?
It's like sneakers. It's like...
But don't you feel like over
the
years...
I admire people who wear flashy kicks like our buddy Bobo, but I can't rock them. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to own that.
I just feel like when we were younger, you saw more different color cars. I feel like, look out the window right now. White car, black car, silver car, white truck, silver car. Like every, most car, pretty boring, right? For the most part.
Yeah, like my next car, I'm thinking I want to get a silver car, right?
That's boring.
I know.
It's boring.
And then my girlfriend said something that stuck in my head and I can't get past it. She's like, yeah, it looks like a rental car.
It does.
And I'm like,
silver cars do. So like,
now like every time I see silver, I'm like, rental
car. If you got a
silver is the least stopped by police, though.
That is true.
Yeah, I need that.
I'm
an outlaw.
I feel like Danny G is looking to get pulled over.
No,
a customized Lakers sports car. No?
You got to know when and where to speed. All right. On the way in this morning, I was careful because I knew not that many cars coming in that early on the West Coast here. I got to be careful. In the 4 years I've had this car, I have not got a speeding ticket. I got pulled over once, got a warning, haven't had a ticket, though.
I mean, until he's pulled over by a Clippers fan.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's out here in L.A. I mean, the officer might say, oh, I like your Lakers car, young man.
Thank God most of the CHP are Laker fans.
But my thing is that I drive, my wife and I share a car right now because I work from home most of the time. So when my car lease was up, I've yet to get a new car. And her car's white, and I feel like that is a woman's color car.
It's kind of in our head, yeah. I agree with you, to be honest.
You could say sexist.
Yeah.
But do you know many dudes that drive a white car? I always feel like I have to be like, oh, it's my wife's.
Does your wife have the white sunglasses?
She does not, but Covino did in the 2000s.
I did not.
Get the white glasses like you, Paulie D.
It was my Kanye phase, yeah. Danny G, what sort of head turns do you get? What sort of reaction do you get from, do people
you
like...
You can't miss me, baby. I'm in the bright yellow liquor
No, I'll tell you why. I remember, like, I was dead set on getting I think it was like a black car at the time, right? And the salesman was pulling salesman tactics. He was like, yeah, we don't have it in black, but we got it in blue. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want blue.
And then he pulled, I love the line he gave you.
Remember? You remember this thing? Yeah. He's like, trust me, my friend. He goes, ladies love blue. And I'm like,
he tried to pull the women love a blue car.
I'm like, get out of here. You know, it made me hate that guy. I'm like, get out of here with your sales tactics.
Really, salesman? You don't say? Sign me up. I'll take it right now.
Wait, did you say women like the blue? You say, wow.
What a guy.
I guess I'm going to have to get it. Get out of here. Like, when you're driving around in a yellow car like that, Danny, like, do you get, like, stares at?
I've had people point to their Lakers hat in their car, man. Stuff like that. Usually it's, like, the Starbucks drive-thru where it'll be a younger dude or girl working the window, and they'll be like, man, that looks fast. And they're just kind of, you know, looking at it while I'm waiting for the drink to come to the window.
Well, just know what type of person you need to be to pull off some of these things. And Danny G, you pull it off, just letting you know.
Danny G pulls it off. So he's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox.
I have a thought, and it has to do with sports and music, and I want to know.
Okay. Two things we love.
Yeah, I want to know what you think is a harder pill to swallow. What is a harder pill to swallow?
Those big osteobiflex ones.
Oh, for joints, those are big. Because like,
yeah, it's hard because it makes me feel like an old guy, and I'm like, oh. But then they're just giant. So
now,
but they work. Hey, for the guys out there with rickety, rackety knees, osteobiflex.
It actually does. It does.
Yeah,
I'll back you up.
It's like WD-40 for your joints.
So. Two types of people that are admired.
Yeah.
Athletes and rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Not even rock stars, pop stars. Like musicians and athletes. Two of the most admired, looked up to people, right? They have fans. Do you think it sucks more to be an athlete that just ages out? You can't do it anymore.
Athlete ages out. So, okay, I'm writing this down.
So follow my thinking.
Okay.
You're an athlete. You're done. The fans still want you, but you just can't physically do it anymore.
Okay.
Father Time beat you. Or would you want to be a rock star where you could still do it, but your fans just don't want the old version of you?
Rockstar still does it.
The athlete, the fans wish they could.
Fans want younger.
Right? Like... The fans wish that Michael Jordan could still play. Yo, fans wish that Mike Tyson could still box. But they just can't do it.
I'm going to have to say rock star.
But the fans would love it. Now, a rock star...
Because, you see, like, there's something about... Like, think of Michael Jordan, right? He's the greatest of all time. And even he seems to have a chip on his shoulder. Like, he's bitter about being the old Michael Jordan now. Right? Like, there's something also weird in the NBA where the old guard hates the young guard, it seems like, all the time. Right? There's so much trash talking.
Of all the professional sports, the NBA is the league leader in different generations trash talking each other.
They trash talk a lot, but it seems like he's, even though he's the greatest, there's something about him, and of course, a lot of those retired athletes that are like, they hate that they can't do it anymore the way that they used to.
Now, a rock star could very well still do it, though.
Yeah, so to me, that's more important.
The fans are like, yeah, but you're old now.
Yeah, but I don't care. Did you see Dave Matthews recently? He looks ridiculous just dancing on stage, doing his old Dave Matthews
white dude moves.
But it looks like, you know, and I'm looking at him like, man, stop doing that. But he's having the time of his life because he still can.
But you know what? A rock star, when they make new music, imagine this mentality. You can make new music, but everyone's like, yeah, like your new stuff stinks. Play the stuff when you were younger. And you're like, yeah, but I'm still creative. See, a rock star, the downfall is that you could still do it and no one cares. They want the old you. An athlete, The fans still want you. You just can't physically do it. So what's more like...
That's a tougher pill to swallow, in my opinion. I thought it out. I would rather be the rock star that could still do it, even though the fans want the younger version.
The fans are like, yeah, play your old hits. Yeah, but I have a new album.
And we've all been there. Like, I saw the Chili Peppers recently. And
people want to hear Under the Bridge. People want to hear Scars. People want to hear...
The whole time I'm like, oh, actually, I was real nervous in the beginning of the show because I was like, oh, if they're going to play just their new album, I was so mad about it. And then when I heard Give It Away Now, I'm like, yeah! You know, so I'd rather be the rock star that could still do it, even though the fans want, you know, the old stuff. Because you can still, I mean, to be honest about it, I like some of the new Chili Peppers songs.
Joel, you'd rather be an aged musician where people only want you for the stuff when you were younger, or do you want to be an athlete that the fans wish could still do it, but you still couldn't physically?
No, I wouldn't want to be the athlete because the fans are right there on top of you. And they could just... Get him out of there! Pool number 32!
When you age in sports, it's probably more hurtful.
It is painful.
It's probably more hurtful that I used to be able to dominate this game, and now I just can't. And the fans know it.
Remember Mike Tyson, what he said in his last fight?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't me anymore. I just don't have the fighting guts. I just don't...
Never said guts.
He did. He said, I just don't have the stomach for this anymore. I'm just in it for the money. I just don't have the fighting guts. And it's like, oh, my God, my hero has fallen. Like, what happened? There's something really tragic about it.
It's
like, oh, he just lost a step. You know, it's like watching Serena Williams the other day. Like, even though she's the greatest.
Yeah.
When you see Father Time winning, you're like, oh, man.
That's a tough.
You know why?
Because
it's the reality that
swallow,
we all
right?
face. Yeah, that's tough for us all.
I'm just saying, but even legendary bands, right? Imagine making album after album and everyone loves it. And then there comes a point where the fans just decide, anything new from you? Yeah, we just really don't want. But those rock stars feel creative. They want to put out new stuff. But the reality of, we don't want your old guy stuff. Play your stuff from the 90s.
Well, when you go see a band and they come out with, and they play a lot of the hits you know, you sit back and like, well, what are they going to do now? Because you know it's only one cut left, and when that comes on, it's time to go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, they're going to play the new stuff. You're right. No one ever really wants to hear the new stuff, which is deflating.
Danny G, what's
it's deflating, but the toughest pill to swallow is the athlete who just doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, what's a harder pill? Is it the athlete who lost the step, or is it the musician who no one wants any of their new music?
I agree with what you guys have been saying. I'd rather be the musician because at least you're still wanted with the older material.
Yeah.
As an athlete who's ailing and doesn't have it anymore, you're a shell of yourself. You don't want to be remembered that way.
Like even athletes that were so dominant in our lifetime, to watch them age hurts your feelings. And I know a lot of people, I feel like you and I, Covino.
Well, yeah, because it's a reminder to you you can't avoid Father Time. And if the greats,
we hate
are
aging.
Losing.
I mean, obviously, no one likes aging. No one's like, yeah, I really want to become an old guy. But I saw Vladdy Guerrero with his son the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, I saw that.
They had their Expos and Blue Jays representing Canada, their jerseys. Vladdy Sr., who is one of the most athletic, freak of nature type of athletes. He's just like an old grandpa now. And
there
it hurts my heart.
Goes my hero. He's ordinary. Like he's just an ordinary old guy now.
Yeah. Well, just a deep thought. What's a harder pill to swallow? Because when you're looked up to your whole life, what's tougher? And you know what? You guys are probably right. It's probably the athlete who
ages out.
Yeah, ages
definitely,
out.
Definitely. Because like you see an athlete, tell the truth. Don't you? Covino will tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You see an athlete and he's 380 pounds heavier than when he played. Don't you feel good? You're like, aha!
Nah, reality. When I see A-Rod looking soft, I'm like, that's A-Rod. He's got a dad gut. You ever see Ken Griffey Jr.? Ken Griffey Jr. was the kid. We grew up like backwards hat, ripped. Ken Griffey Jr. was the best. Now he wears like mock turtlenecks and has a belly.
And he's hiding marshmallows in his cheeks.
Are you describing Carlos Beltran?
Carlos Beltran in the booth. Carlos Beltran would be able to glide through the outfield like a gazelle. I've never seen a guy move with a smoother first step to a fly ball. Now Beltran's wearing tight sweaters in the Yankees.
But yeah, they're tight now. They didn't used to be tight.
Yeah,
he's ordering food in between every inning.
Hey, that's life. It is. That's life, and it sucks. That's a tougher pill to swallow.
Once Sean Kemp's physique started to match ours, we're like, you can't dunk now either.
Sean Kemp was a specimen. I'm waiting for the day when Floyd Mayweather Jr. has a belly, because that guy, I can't picture a Mayweather that's not like a ripped little dude.
But one day, like, will he hurry up? Come on.
Yeah. Come on, Mayweather.
There will be a day.
Look bad.
So, again, think about it when you're on the bowl later, when you're just sitting around talking to your buds. Would you rather be an athlete or tougher pill to swallow? Athlete who ages out, father time gotcha, or the rock star who still does it? You're still able to make music, but
no one cares.
No one cares about your new music. They want the old stuff.
We have more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next on Fox Sports Radio.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball.
but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that's us, Covino and Rich. What's up, buds?
Hey. Good morning. We're at Covino and Rich on social media, at Steve Covino.
Now, intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com.
It's today Wednesday. So Wednesday, it feels like a Tuesday, right? With the short work week.
That's what I'm saying.
Love
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
We're halfway there. We're living on a prayer.
Yeah, I would think Bon Jovi's more than halfway there by now.
They got to be like at least three-fourths of the way there,
it's
man.
It's got to be.
As
at this
as
point.
As the meme goes.
All right. Well, before we get to a John Morant story that might have you roll your eyes, but it's a feel-good story. Before we get to your Jim Edmonds theory, It is July 6th, the 6th of July. Got to say what's up to my buddy Rob, who's checking us out down in Florida. He's one of the optimistic fans. You know how you have two types of fan friends?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are optimistic until the team lets you down. And then there's the other type of guy, which is, my team stinks, and they're negative, 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 until something good happens.
Bullpen stinks!
Whole team stinks! Yeah, they're in first place. They stink! He's the positive guy, so what's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
Couple birthdays today, July 6th, that I think are noteworthy. Kevin Hart's birthday is today. Turns 43.
What?
I love Kevin
All
Hart.
Right. Okay. And, happy birthday.
I know you're a big fan of T and Tamara. It's their birthday today. 50 Cent turns 47 today. Feel old? And one more.
You're like Rocky Balboa.
Stallone's
Absolutely.
Birthday. Stallone.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to me.
Is 76 today.
It'd be cool if he had a robot to wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, but they got rid of that in the Rocky IV edit.
I don't like the robot.
Yo.
Hey, yo, it's not like mainly, you know?
So, happy birthday, Sly Stallone.
All right, well, if you share a birthday with them, happy birthday to you. Hope you had a great Tuesday night. A Max Scherzer, 11 strikeouts in a losing performance sort of Tuesday night. Even though the Mets lost, he was great. And by the way, he surpassed John Smoltz as far as strikeouts. And I think he's about to catch up to CC Sabathia. So Scherzer making history, breaking records. He's back. It's great for baseball.
You know what's wild about the strikeout record? They talked about this last night on the Mets Reds broadcast when, you know, Scherzer, like you said, keeps moving up the board.
I just like it. Just puts things in perspective, you know, when you hear about, I don't know, just LeBron scoring, right? And he's chasing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's like, it just puts things in perspective.
Two active pitchers that are neck and neck. I think Max will end up on top because he's a couple years younger, but Verlander has 3,085 strikeouts, and Max has, I'm sorry, no, Verlander's got 3,103, Max has 3,090. Sabathia right in between them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at that list, they were talking about how everyone's sort of in reach, except for Randy Johnson, Randy Johnson and Clemens both have over 4,500, but then on a different playing field, like Nolan Ryan's 57-14.
He's like the Joey Chestnut of pitching. That's the way I've always thought about it. He just leaps and bounds.
Wasn't Nolan Ryan like doing Geritol commercials before he retired?
Yes.
He was 140, I think, when he retired.
Yeah.
But it's like it's such an unbelievable number. When you think about guys like Verlander, Sabathia, Scherzer, Smoltz.
He wore Rockport cleats, I think, didn't he?
Pedro.
He was so old, still striking people out.
Maddox, Walter Johnson, Gaylord Perry, Tom Seaver. These guys all have in the 3,000 to 3,600 range. And then to think, Nolan Ryan, 5,700? Just seems like fake, right?
That's incredible, yeah. As, again, Scherzer climbs the list, passing big names as of yesterday.
You ever do the math on that where you see a guy and you're like, well, if he has three or four more years and he does this, where will he end up? I think Scherzer could be, if he's got three more years and 500 strikeouts left, he could end up top 10. Over Maddux, who's got 3,300. Johnson's got 3,500.
Nah, I say definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the best.
Puts in perspective how some of these guys are more legendary than you think, because we glorify the past.
And there was an article today I saw. I didn't read it.
You just saw the headline.
But I saw it. You know, starting pitching is a dying breed. These guys go 5-6 innings now.
Yeah.
I think the average pitch count or something is 10 pitches lower than it used to be. Like, it's 84 pitches per game. So when you got starters pitching less and guys like Scherzer still moving up, you know, you got to remember, guys like Nolan Ryan, guys like Randy Johnson, Clemens, they pitched complete games if they could. Now you're seeing less and less of that.
Oh,
so for these guys to even be in the conversation is even more impressive.
They were saying how Scherzer is one of the only old school guys where he wants to go all nine.
Yeah. He wanted to go
yesterday. And the pitching coach knows not to talk to Max unless it's we're taking him out. Because the visit to the mound, Max Scherzer got no time for that.
Right, right.
Like, he doesn't want the visit to the mound. And they're saying the only comparable person that had that type of intensity when our parents were younger, a little before our time.
The Mad Hungarian?
No.
Oh.
But apparently Bob Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
They said if a coach tried to go to the mound and talk to him, or he would be like, are you out of your mind?
Well, he put fear into everybody. Yeah, and coaches and opponents, you name it.
And then you look at Bob Gibson's stats, all the complete games he had. Those guys didn't come out of games. So that article is true. The starting pitching, we've talked about it for years, but more so than ever. Like, you're right. Now it's like 80 to 90 pitches.
84, I think. Again, the average has gone down. It continues to go down as far as starting pitching. So where does starting pitching go and in the future?
One last Nolan Ryan shout out since we brought him up. Have you seen that meme floating around where there were games where before they actually technically counted pitches, you'd be like, Nolan Ryan threw 240. Like, how?
Different game.
I know.
Different game. But you know what? Ties in perfectly to my Jim Edmonds theory. Speaking of baseball. It really does.
We've been waiting.
Speaking of baseball. Because
we
glorify the past. We do it all the time. Yeah, I tell you what. Scherzer's great, but let me tell you about Nolan Ryan. Let me tell you about Bob Gibson.
Yep.
Let me tell you about some old pitcher in black and white. You know? Oh, because it's in black and white. It's the greatest.
Let me tell you about Lefty Groove.
No, seriously. Yeah, I'll give you some old, you know, some old-timey times sounding name. He was the best. It's just part of our nature, part of our culture to glorify the past. Oh, yeah. Well, what about the greats today? For some reason, we could notice it, but we don't acknowledge it the same way. It takes a lot of time to really settle in. We have a classic Covino and Rich example that we always go to.
It's a good go-to, though.
And please explain.
People love to always talk about, I mean, listen, he's great, but people love to talk about Sandy Koufax and some of the great postseason moments in baseball history. But no one loves to put Madison Bumgarner in that conversation.
We love to talk like Don Drysdale.
Oh, Don Drysdale, right. Sandy Koufax, this guy, oh, look at his postseason. Why not throw Madison Bumgarner, like what, 5-6 years ago? Actually longer, 8 years ago.
It seemed to us that he single-handedly won that World Series.
In 2014.
Right? Like, put the team on his back. He's like, Bumgarner got it. Yet we still talk about Don Drysdale, and we talk about, you know, it black and white, not to take away from the greatness of yesteryear, but we glorify the past. Meanwhile, Bumgarner should be in that conversation.
No doubt.
That performance was legendary.
Yeah.
Okay. That goes along with my Jim Edmonds theory, and I'll give you my train track of thought, okay? Yesterday, I'm watching the Yankees because that's what I do. They lost to the Pirates.
I won't hold it against you.
Giancarlo Stanton hits a frozen rope that stays up just a little too long. But this guy, Brian Reynolds, on the Pirates, makes a really great catch.
Yeah.
But it was a good catch. It wasn't like tremendous, but it got me thinking. That's just my train track of thought. It got me thinking. Because I saw this highlight recently, and I feel like it's gone viral for some reason. Maybe there's an anniversary of it that I don't know about, but I've seen it on social media. I've seen it recently. And I'm talking about that Jim Edmonds catch when he was on the Angels. He robbed some royal. Who was that? Who did he rob? That's a trivia question in itself.
That's next level
trivia. And it dawned on me that this is the greatest catch of all time. And we still go back because we glorify the past and we talk about Willie Mays. And I know the Willie Mays catch was great.
And the moment mattered too.
The moment matters. And is that really the defining factor? Because in that case, what about Andy Chavez? Like we said before.
Yeah.
Like that was a big moment. But no one really talks about that catch. Regardless of the moment. And I know that is a factor. But regardless of the moment, that Jim Edmonds catch might be the greatest catch of all time. And I'm here to tell you that I thought about it. Like I really thought about it. And it is. It's better than that. I've watched it. I watched back and forth. I'm like, let me see this William Mays catch again.
Might be the greatest catch of all time.
I watched Jim
Edmonds
catch.
Over the not only over the shoulder, dive.
Over the shoulder,
laying out.
Leaps toward the fence. It is the most amazing catch our eyes have ever seen.
But no one gives it greatest ever credit.
Yeah. I'm here to say that it is. Not to take away from Willie Mays or the moment. If we're going to talk the greatest catch ever, and the guy did it all the time.
Yeah.
Jim Edmonds used to catch him in his back pocket. He made that stuff look easy. That catch he made against the Royals, I don't know who it was. Some bald Royal. Who was it? Steve Balboni? He didn't have a mustache. It was some. I could picture the guy. Who was it?
The Seitzer.
Yes, Kevin Seitzer, but
some random Royal from back
Kevin
in the day.
Seitzer. Jim Edmonds lays out. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Again, those pinstripe, ugly Angels uniforms. He lays out and makes the most miraculous catch of all time. Telling you here, my mild take on Fox Sports Radio. As of today, July 6, 2022.
Sly's birthday.
Sly's birthday.
Yo.
Absolutely. That was the greatest catch
so
in baseball history.
So does this mean that it's only outfielders that can qualify?
No. No.
What about the pitchers? I think there's been a lot of great. What about the pitcher who caught the direct ball right at him behind his back?
There's been some great catches.
I don't know that a lot, though. There was one last night. Who was it? I think someone on the Braves did it yesterday. Like when they do that behind the back
snag. Just the reaction kick.
Yeah, that reaction. Look, they're all great. But I got to stay my ground, Joel. You know that. I got to double down.
Oh, I know you're going to stand
up. This Jim Edmonds catch is by far, I think, the best catch ever. And I don't think it gets enough love. Like I don't see enough Jim Edmonds in the highlights.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I we've talked about this before, so I don't want to.
And again, on a way back Wednesday, it's just something that's been on my mind the past few days.
I don't want to be a broken record because we've talked about this. But then again, new audience, Dan Patrick, love hanging in for him here on Fox Sports. The past is glorified. I don't know if it's because it's the highlights and the reels of old footage we watched when we were kids. Like they would always have the same blooper videos and the same highlight video. So maybe they're ingrained in our head. But I will say there is a current highlight that does get the credit it deserves. Because I would say 9 out of 10 times, there is a way that the past is glorified more than the current day. But that Odell Beckham Jr. catch did get the props it deserved. In fact, you could argue that Odell Beckham Jr., until his performance for the Rams last year, he was living off that catch for a while.
Living off of it.
I agree with you.
Totally, right?
Like, he's doing it pregame.
Made that catch and had some average performances for a couple of years, but everyone's like,
that's being nice. Average?
Yeah. But Odell Beckham Jr., average. That might be
disappointing.
The best football catch of all time, but as far as baseball catches, Covino, the Jim Edmonds one. Maybe is it an anniversary of it or no?
I think in June, maybe that's why. I'm doing a little catch up here because I was trying to figure out which Royal he robbed.
Yeah.
Who was that Royal he robbed? And I think it was 25 years ago last month, and that's why I've been seeing it more and more again. But look at the still image. 25 years ago,
yeah.
Jim Edmonds made one of the greatest catches. I'm here to say, not one of.
The greatest.
If I had a vote on the greatest catch of all time, the dude is full on, laid out, going backwards, going toward the wall, no less, made the greatest catch, I think, in baseball history.
When it comes to the past versus the present and letting it breathe, right? Like they always say with presidents and politicians, you can't really judge the work of a man or woman until they're older, right? In the moment, it's really tough. Like, it's hard to really assess presidents until decades later.
Right, yeah. You need perspective.
You need perspective and their policies to have worked or failed. You need time. And I think maybe in sports, we need time to really digest, like, what did they do?
I'm telling you, it's time.
It's time.
Jim Edmonds.
25 yeah. years later?
It's time. Guys, if it gives us any credibility, I think it does, that we're on Fox Sports Radio and we're lifelong fans, that's the greatest catch.
Of all time.
And you know what? You know what else doesn't get enough love? I saw this on a highlight recently, too. I'm not saying it's the greatest catch of all time, but doesn't get enough love. When Kenny Lofton climbs the fence and he steps on the little ledge, times it out perfectly.
It's a great,
and
yeah.
robs a home run.
It's a top
like,
catch.
Yo, that catch is insane. The timing involved on that Kenny Lofton, when he climbs and stands on the wall, like he stands on that padding.
Oh, yeah.
And then catch, like that was amazing. But again, we glorify
the
you know, black and white.
I'll tell you how I know we glorify the past. I'm on a couple corny like baseball Facebook pages and groups and stuff just to, you know, talk crap with people. Every time it's like, make your all-time starting lineup, everyone on everyone's all-time starting lineup, it's like old players.
All the time.
All right, I get Ted Williams, I get Gehrig, I get... You're naming... You're trying to tell me no one's been better in the last 50 to 100 years?
Yeah, exactly. And since I'm talking about Jim Edmonds way back on a Wednesday, he did make a legendary catch when he was a Cardinal, 2004 NLCS Game 7. So it's not like he just made meaningless, amazing catches. This dude was an artist at it.
Is this honestly... Is this your way of just letting the world know you're a huge Jim Edmonds guy?
No, dude. Honestly, it's just that I...
Tell everyone. You love Jim Edmonds.
You know what? Sometimes you hear names and you're like, no one talks about this guy enough.
And you're here to give him the
credit. I'm here to say, you know what? Way back on a Wednesday, he deserves the credit. That dude made insane catches.
Oh, look at Jim Edmonds. He just followed you on Twitter.
Nice.
There you go. All right. We have more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.